National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
I'm going to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome, folks, to the Ray Program starting this hour of Money Power. I try not to get too political, but I closed my last hour talking about real estate and depreciation and taxes. It was an email question from a fellow by the name of Larry who said this. He said, you talk about paying taxes now versus later, like Roth conversions. What about 1031 exchanges? And I don't know why I talked and thought about Donald Trump, but Trump has been in the news a lot lately from a lot of ill-informed individuals as it relates to real estate and depreciation and recapture and taxes and fire sales. Because a lot of people, most on the left, are saying, well, he ought to just liquidate his billion-dollar real estate empire, sell it off, and then we'll see him as truly a president worthy of the office. And while I will attempt not to show my political stripes, I think it's going to be a little bit difficult, that is the most ludicrous thing I have ever heard. So sit back, folks, relax. I am going to explain you why Donald Trump should not liquidate his real estate assets. Not only because we voted for him, we voted him in as president, and by the way, he is the legitimate president of the United States, so quit bellyaching about it. A whole lot of people didn't like Obama, but I don't remember any Republican boycotting. I mean, I get the fact that he said some really stupid stuff, etc., etc., but you won't know for 4 years whether or not he will be a successful president. He's been pretty successful so far, by the way. Hello, Jim Stewart. How you doing?
I'm excited about Trump.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, I will remind people that last June, President Barack Obama told a Carrier employee at a town hall meeting that there was nothing that could be done about a trend of jobs leaving America. He then mocked Trump for stating on the campaign trail that if he were elected and Carrier moved jobs to Mexico, he'd impose taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And Obama goes on to say, well, how's he going to do that? How exactly is he going to blah, 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 blah? Well, what's the result? Well, Carrier isn't doing what they said they were going to do, at least not totally. And then you got this guy from SoftBank saying he's going to invest $50 billion back in the U.S. And he got McDonnell Douglas. And he got all these companies who are scared, you know what-less, that Trump might do something crazy. I don't know. This may be the way he negotiates. I don't know. I don't care. He is the president. But let me get to the point here. The point being that a lot of these people saying he should liquidate his real estate just simply do not understand how the tax code works. So let me explain it and see if I can be crystal clear on why it would be asinine ludicrous to require Donald Trump to sell off his hotels. First off, We voted him in. And people that voted for him knew he owned hotels and he had business with Saudi Arabia and Russia. Everybody knew that. That's not a secret. It was not a secret. Still elected him fair and square. I know there are people saying it wasn't fair and square. Russia threw the election. Get out of here. Even Barack Obama says, no, it was fair and square. And there's no evidence whatsoever that whatever Russia did tilted the scales toward Donald Trump. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But the Democrats were just stupid.
Forget about it.
They didn't go to Michigan. I mean, you know, they put up a candidate that probably the worst candidate in history, Hillary Clinton.
You're an idiot.
Because of her past, they could have come up with somebody that didn't have that kind of a past. Anyway, that's a whole different argument. It's a whole different argument. Don't send me emails saying you're a right wing wacko, even though I may be. I don't know. Not really whacked out. Just let's talk about it. In realistic terms, you're a billionaire, you get elected president, and the left says, now it's time for you to liquidate. What do they think? He's got a liquid stock portfolio? He can just push a button and sell $1 billion worth of real estate at fair market value and destroy what he's worked 40, 50 years to create? Come on. Can't do it. They can't do that. Think about this for just a minute. You have to liquidate $1 billion. How many months are you going to give them to do it? You're going to give them a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months? I sat on my home for a year and a half and had to give it away last month. Give it away in comparison to what I sold it or what I bought it for and the money that I put into it. Just because I decided to do this downsizing thing. And when we decided to sell, we were out of sight, out of mind. And I didn't want to sit on it for another 18 months with the carrying costs and so forth. So that was 18 months. Imagine if you had 18 days or 6 months to sell a property worth $1 billion or $500 million or $300 million or whatever the case may be. These are not, condos in San Diego. These are properties that if the vultures know you have to sell, you're the president. Everybody's going to know everything about you. They're going to say, ha, 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 can I make a deal here? Fire sale prices. Yeah, he might get 40, 50, 60 cents on the dollar. There goes his net worth just like that. Because these properties aren't all free and clear. He's got leverage on them. So maybe he's got 40, 50% equity in them. Well, you drop the value by 40 or 50% in a fire sale. What's left over for the family? Nothing. But it's worse than that. It's even worse than that. Because when you buy a property, whether you choose to depreciate that property or not, under the tax code, you're dinged the depreciation either way. Jim, you own a bunch of real estate. You just can't arbitrarily say, well, I'm renting this property out to Joe Schmo, and because I don't want to recapture the depreciation when I sell, I'm not going to depreciate it over 27 and a half years if it's residential property. Because if you don't depreciate it, you still get tagged with the recapture tax bill when it is sold.
Correct.
So not only does Donald Trump, if he sells this property, have to sell at fire sale prices and take a 20, 30, 40% haircut, he will have to recapture the depreciation that he's been taking. Remember when there was this big to-do that he didn't pay taxes? Well, totally legitimate. You own a bunch of residential real estate like Trump Towers and all that stuff. You take the value of the structure, the big building, not the land. You can't depreciate land. The value of the big building, and you divide it, you divide the structure costs by 27 and a half years. And that's your depreciation. And in fact, if you're really smart, which I'm sure Donald Trump's advisors are, you can do, what do they call that?
Component depreciation.
Component depreciation, where you look at an elevator and you say, well, what's the useful life of an elevator? 15 years. Okay. Well, he gets to depreciate that over 15 years. And the latrine, maybe it's 5 years. Maybe the tenant improvements on a 7-year lease are only depreciable over 7 years. You do this component depreciation, you accelerate a lot of those write-offs in the early years, and you don't pay taxes. But when you sell the property, all of that depreciation must be recaptured. Unless one thing happens. You know who doesn't have to recapture depreciation? Heirs of the dead person. If Donald Trump holds the real estate until he dies, I think the Rockefellers got so wealthy, and a lot of these very, very famous real estate entrepreneurs, they don't sell properties, they exchange them. They exchange property X for a property of equal to or greater than value, equal to or greater than debt. That's called a 1031 tax deferred exchange. It's been in the tax laws for as long as I can remember. And to the extent that you do that and not sell, the taxes are deferred. When you die, at least under current law, the gain and the recaptured depreciation receive a step up in basis, and the heirs inherit that property free from income tax. No capital gains tax, no recapture tax. Not free from federal estate taxes, which could be like 45-50%. So it's not that he would be skirting taxes for his heirs. They're still going to have to pay a federal estate tax, but they won't have to pay a capital gains tax. And if he was forced into selling today, he's going to sell at fire sale prices, and that tax would become due and payable on next year's tax return. That is a ludicrous request to ask of anybody, especially the President of the United States of America. Gene Pastula next.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh. How many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now.
Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Welcome back, folks. The Ray program, 844-RAY-SHOW. Okay, enough on the Trump stuff. All right, I had to get it out of my system. Not because I'm so pro-Trump, but I'm pro-information and sharing with you how the tax code works. If you don't like it, change it. If you don't like the president, change it. But Gene Pastula joined. Now, you reminded me, Gene, that Trump wants to do away with the so-called death tax, the estate tax. But in my reading, and I could be wrong, I haven't like studied it, the estate tax goes away, but the capital gains tax remains.
Well,
so you can't have it both. Right now we have it both ways, up to like $11 million.
Well, the interesting thing is that none of this has been even, you know, begun to be negotiated yet, what have you. So whatever happens, but I just thought it was interesting listening to you, because if you just took all that minutia off the table and said, okay, you get a step up in basis when you die. The only thing left is the estate tax. Oh yeah, but he's going to get rid of the estate tax. I mean, the loyal opposition can take that, just that concept alone, and say, see, he's going to just do stuff for himself. And
but anyway, if he eliminates the federal estate tax, but doesn't have the step up in basis upon death, yeah, then there's a capital gains tax.
That's the way it was when they did away with the estate tax the first time, temporary.
Well, that's the way it is, or was. You're right, but. Anyway, I don't want to get caught up in this minutia because, as you said, nothing's really happened. But I do want to admonish people that are taking sides on this. Before you open your mouth about something that you don't know anything about, get the facts. And the facts are nobody in their right mind is going to sell off billions of dollars of real estate at fire sale prices, because he has to do it quickly to pacify people on the left, and then also exacerbate what would be a potential tax-free transfer to his heirs, a tax today that probably is a 30 or 35% tax when you add up all the little miscellaneous taxes that go with it. You would have to vote him out of office for being an idiot if he went along with that.
They'll take that.
Whatever. Anyway.
Well, you know, I tell you what, if he can keep everybody, you know, keep the controversy of his tax returns going for the next 4 or 8 years and get on about his business as president, that's a pretty good deal,
again, whether you like him or not, you can't fault him for the jobs that he's kept in this country, certainly. I don't like the tariff thing
at
all.
It's the art of the deal, you know.
Well,
he'll twist some arms, but he's
a flip-flopper like crazy. I think he's a strategic flip-flopper. Unlike John Kerry, who was just a dumb flip-flopper. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, if you think about it, we all flip-flop because we get a subject or an issue and we have an immediate reaction to it. And then if we think about it a little bit more, maybe we soften that or go the other way, and then we get some more information and it goes back. And that's what he does, I think, that's what he does on Twitter is he does like everybody, except that in most cases, a politician that's a good politician will wait until all the facts are in and he's got enough information.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if he did that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I kind of get a kick out of seeing him flip-flop.
Okay, I want to talk about this article that I read in Kaiser Health News.
Yes.
Keeping lonely seniors company can help keep them healthy. Now, I know you are an expert in the field of seniors and senior care and so forth.
And loneliness, yes.
And loneliness, too, yeah. Here is what they said. Across the nation, people that handle geriatrics, I don't know how to say the word, geriatricians or whatever, and other health and social service providers are growing increasingly worried about loneliness among seniors. Their concerns are fueled by studies showing it's linked to serious health problems. So I bring this up because they're quoting AARP studies and all kinds of studies that say, as, you know, like my dad and your mom, their spouses die, they're either living in a nursing home or on their own, maybe they get a visitor here and there, but they become lonely, they get sicker. And a lot of these companies, Visiting Angels and some of the others that you hear advertised all the time, sometimes just come in and keep the senior company, and they're claiming in these studies that tends to keep them healthier long term.
Well, I can just tell you that my mom now has been for the last 12 years. She originally moved into a senior, it's called a congregate care facility, where you go in as an independent living and take your meals in a dining room with everybody else, but you have a little kitchenette, a little apartment for yourself, and you live independently, and then when you get to a point where you start to need help, they have a nursing facility, et cetera. And it was about a year ago, just about 8 months ago, she moved into the assisted living portion of that.
So she stayed under the umbrella of the facility.
Still in the facility. I'd moved across the hall, so to speak.
Are you happy with that as, you know, one of the kids?
Oh, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place.
But the concept, are you happy with the concept of congregate care?
Well, I mean, what's the alternative?
She moves in with you?
Nah. Actually, whoa. Haven't thought that one through in a long time. I'll tweet back to you, okay?
Okay.
How I feel about that.
Yeah.
No, clearly, I mean, if you can afford it, to be able to have, and it depends on your, you know, your how you live. I mean, as the child or what have you. I mean, if you have a large enough house where your mom or dad, whoever it is, can have their own privacy and allow the rest of the family to have theirs, then have somebody come in and help you, you know, that's a good thing. Now, in fact, it's interesting because our home that we just bought about a year or so ago is that way. It's large enough that I'm big into the whole long-term care aging thing and what have you. And so years ago, I bought a policy that isn't even available anymore. That's a lifetime benefit with 5% compounding increase in benefits, you know, for any kind of care that you would want. And it was even paid up. I paid it up in 10 years. So, I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully I'll never need it, but could be one of the best investments
I ever made.
But so we could have a situation where we have somebody come in and take care of one or the other of us and be at home and be able to enjoy the sociability of the spouse and that type of thing. So obviously it's a good thing to have people around you.
Okay, when we come back from the break, Gene Pastuhl is going to explain how you can provide this kind of benefit for you. And it might not even cost you a penny, might not even cost you a nickel or a dime or a dollar or anything. We'll be back. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat with Gene. Email's coming up as well, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. No tweets, no emails, no calls on politics. We're true with that.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mmm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
John Fogerty coming to Las Vegas pretty soon. I was looking online the other day about getting tickets. They weren't that bad for a decent seat. I think they're at the Wynn Hotel over the next few months. John Fogerty without the Creedence guys. Just him. Yeah, he's phenomenal. Listen to him. Listen to that. You can't understand a word he says, but...
Boy, is he good.
Yeah. Born in a bayou. Yeah. He's actually from San Francisco. So he sounds like he's down in the bayou, but he's a San Francisco guy. 844 Race Show, my special guest, Gene Pastula. And, you know, Gene, before the break, we were talking about studies that have come out about seniors and how seniors get lonely, and the lonelier they are, the less healthy they become. And I brought this up because you're my go-to resource when it comes to long-term health care. And you have ways for individuals to mitigate this risk without having to really put up any money. Because the biggest objection is, I don't want to spend any of my hard-earned money with Gene Pastula to take care of long-term health care. You have the floor, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a matter of not needing any money. And you know, it's not like it's free, but it's more about simply moving money you already have. Now, if you have no money, other than what you absolutely need to live on day to day, your options are very nil, other than, you know, hoping that you'll never have to need that kind of care, which is more unlikely than not.
But unless you have zero assets or very near zero, the government doesn't take care of you.
Well, yeah, well, but it doesn't take long once you start to receive care to get to zero. I mean, it's really, really expensive. So, you know, so you do have the government programs that will, they're not the kind that you would sign up for intentionally.
It's not the congregate living.
No, it's welfare. I mean, it's a welfare type of situation. But in any event, those who have enough money that they can decide not to spend it on long-term care insurance, if they wish, they have it, and it's a decision they have to make. Some people don't have enough. It's not even a decision. And some people have enough that they say, I'll just pay for it myself. You know, I'll self-insure. I'm not afraid of long-term care, and it's not going to happen to me. And you know, and if it does, I'll just pay for it. Well, you know, that's easy to say when you're 55 and 60 and 65 and in good health and all the rest of the stuff. But I tell you what, when you start to have to write the checks for stuff like that, automatically that whole concept goes out the window. And boy, it would really be nice if you got a reimbursement check every month for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, and it certainly would be nice to know that you have that extra money coming in that can give you the options, for example, of living like my mom does in a really nice, assisted living facility, extended care facility, or having someone at home, which is what I'll do because I got that taken care of.
You have wide hallways for your wheelchair.
I
all
have everything.
Stuff?
It's all there. I mean, you know, it's a fairly large. I mean, not overly. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but it's a house that is all one level, and the doors to the bedrooms open up like this. There's two, doors wide. I mean, it's You know, it's interesting. This is the first time I've ever thought of it, the concept of having somebody come in and take care of me. I mean, that wasn't our intent. But the point is that if you have the choice and if you have the money, and that's the thing, if you're willing to spend the money to make your lifestyle that much better. Now, getting back to the thing about the, loneliness and all the rest of the stuff, that's just, you know, that kind of just goes without saying almost anything, because people who are lonely, who feel lonely, are depressed. And depression breeds poor health. You know, you don't maybe take care of personal hygiene like you should. You maybe don't cook for yourself or eat right or what have you. And it all comes together. If you have someone that is able to come into your home and take care of you, then it's a little bit different.
Okay, talk about linked benefits. Because what I love about this is it's really a no-brainer, no-risk way to take care of your long-term care at virtually no cost, because most of us have emergency money we're never going to spend.
Well, the key about it is, as opposed to regular insurance, where you either use the benefits that you pay for or you luck out and don't need them, but then all the money you've put in has been spent. In the case of the approach that we use, we actually use a life insurance policy, which of all the insurances out there is the only one designed to pay a benefit for every person who owns the insurance at some point. Okay, so the idea here is we just tweaked it a little bit. This is a long time ago, 25 years we've been doing this, believe it or not, and said, but if you need long-term care, and that means anything from going into a nursing home to assisted living like my mom or home care, anything of that nature, you can actually file a claim against your own death claim, even though you're not dead, and start to receive monthly distributions from that.
Tax-free.
Tax-free.
Yeah.
And if you don't use it for long-term care, or don't use all of it for long-term care, then ultimately you will die and it will go to the beneficiary of your choice, whether it be a charity or your children or be there for your spouse or what have you. So the fact that, I mean, it's when you say it doesn't cost you anything, it's like saying if I put money in the bank, you know, and I put $1,000 in the bank, it cost me $1,000. Well, no, not really. You just moved it, and you moved it where it would do some interest, where it would receive some interest, as opposed to your wallet, which it won't. Actually, right these days, I guess the interest isn't that impressive.
They're not much interest in the
no.
bank accounts.
But these things are the money that you put into these insurance contracts are credited with 3, 4, 4.5%. And they use that interest to actually purchase the additional insurance benefits that they provide. And there's all kinds of versions of them. I mean, there's the kind where you can simply move a large amount, a CD or something, into an insurance contract, and it forms a cash value, which is similar to what you actually had in the bank. Maybe it's cash and it's money, and you can get it back and all the rest. Sometimes there's a waiting period of a couple, 2 or 3 years before it's all available back to you. But essentially, it's a liquid account, but it supports a long-term care benefit that may be 3 or 4 times the amount that you put in, all tax-free. And a lot of people, I mean, they don't need insurance. I mean, they say, well, I don't need life insurance, you know, but of course you don't. But you need some source of additional money so that you can have the lady come in or the man come in to take care of you in the final months or years of your life, if that's necessary, into your own home, or go into an assisted living facility or nursing facility, whatever it takes, you know. And most of us don't get out of here without having some period of time where that's necessary. And, you know, family members can delay that to some extent, but it's not, sooner or later, the check's got to be written in many, many cases. And this is a good way of setting up and creating a legacy for your children. And your motivation is, okay, I'm going to do everything I can to keep my health as good as it can possibly be, so that I end up living a nice, healthy life and passing away without years of needing care.
Gene Pastula, safemoneymonitor.com. This is one of the most brilliant inventions. And Gene Pastula is one of the guys that actually invented this product some 25 years ago. You are brilliant.
I am, yes.
You are brilliant.
My mother tells me that.
That's why you helped write one of the chapters in my very first book on this way back in the year like 2000. Yeah. Gene Pastula, 800-809-6783. You owe it to yourself to contact Gene and find out what this looks like, because it is truly the least expensive way, and it may actually turn out to be a good investment. We don't count on it to be a good investment. We count on it to make sure that you are never lonely if you are left alone. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Gene Pastula. Thanks, Gino.
You're welcome.
Talk to you again next week.
Okay.
I will be back with emails here on the Ray Lucia Show. Make sure you stick around.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Welcome back, folks. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and I think Young was in there with them for that one. Welcome back. A special thank you to Gene Pastula. You know, it is absolutely true that, of course, you and I go back 25, 30 years with Gene, and you were actually working with him when he invented this product. That's so right. You got to travel all around the country and pitch it to banks and so forth. Well, as I recall. And we trained financial advisors on the whole topic and how important it was. We did about 5,000 or 6,000 people. So if you want the national expert on the linked benefits plan, Gene Pastula is the guy. He is the man. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. You don't want to be lonely in your retirement years. You know, I was with my dad last night, as a matter of fact. And since my mom died, I have seen a noticeable change in him in terms of... And of course you would see a noticeable change. Yeah. If Jeannie were to pass before me, God forbid, I'm sure I'd turn into a basket case too. But we now have, now it's been the last few years... full-time live-in assistance. And yeah, it costs money. Fortunately, he's got some long-term care. It's not covering all of it. But it makes a huge, huge difference in the quality of life. So it's not as much about quantity, although they will, in fact, according to these studies, live longer. But you got to do something about it while they can still qualify for the long-term care. And if you can get them one of these linked benefits plans, it's simply, hey, you got money, it's sitting in a bank account now. What's it earning? 0.5%, you got 100 grand. It's earning 0.5%, it's $500. All right, it's costing $150 in taxes. So it's like $350. That's the cheapest long-term care insurance policy ever. And as I said, it may actually turn into an investment. Because depending on maybe that $100,000 buys $200,000 or $300,000 worth of death benefit. Depending on how long they live, that could be worth far more than the 0.5% that you're getting in the bank account. You see what I'm saying? So what is your risk there? What is the chances of it being a bad investment? I don't know to describe what bad means. What's peace of mind worth to you? And if your, you know, parent or grandparent, whoever you're doing this for,
happens to die either on schedule or early, there's a death benefit that comes to you tax-free. How do you lose on that?
And there's a money-back guarantee if a year down the line you change your mind.
Yeah, you don't like Pastula. He's kind of a blowhard, talks too much. Did he leave yet? Oh, good. You don't like him? They give you a money-back guarantee after a couple of years. I don't like this guy. Send me my 100 grand back. Okay, fine. Have you ever seen an insurance policy that works like that? What about the loads and the commission? What do you care? You have a money-back guarantee. Go to safemoneymonitor.com. You know, we don't sell this stuff anymore. We used to many years ago. But he can give you all the details on it. Safemoneymonitor.com. Hit it, boys. Let's do some emails.
Oh, yes, wait a minute.
All right, here's Betty. I need to be tax efficient, she says. How can I tell if a mutual fund is tax efficient? Well, you can call the mutual fund company. They've got all the, you know, statistics on that. You can go on Morningstar. They can show you the pre-tax returns and the after-tax returns, and you can decipher it that way. You can also look at the turnover. You know, Morningstar does a lot of analysis. I'm sure Lipper and many of the other services do as well. And many of the free services will tell you what the turnover rate is. That should give you a pretty good indication as to whether or not your mutual fund is tax efficient. Now, the average mutual fund, last time I looked, has a turnover ratio of about 100%. That means every stock in their portfolio turns over at least once in a year. That is not tax efficient. That is not tax efficient.
Well, one of the big surprises is when you have no gain, no distribution, and you get a tax bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people experienced that this last year because, you know, many mutual funds were carrying gains, and then in order to rebalance or do whatever they do, they sell and create a tax liability. The other thing you can ask about is, does the manager engage in tax loss harvesting? Do they sell stocks that have a loss to offset those stocks with a gain and so forth? So have a dialogue. Have a dialogue with the money manager. Have a dialogue with your financial advisor. And understand that taxes are an important component in a taxable account. So the high turnover funds, buy them in your IRA because you don't care about, you know, gains and all that stuff in the IRA. And the low turnover funds, if you want to have low turnover, buy the more concentrated funds in your taxable account. So you like a manager, they have 20, 25 stocks, they basically buy and hold. Buy that in your brokerage account. Index funds would be low turnover too. Buy those in your brokerage account. And if you're going for the gusto or having high turnover, buy those in your IRA or 401k. All right, James is next. Can a stock portfolio be both a good dividend producer and growth oriented? Sure, of course. In fact, many of the great mutual funds of all time have been dividend producers. I think if you asked Jeremy Siegel, some, you know, or some Nobel laureate about that, they would say, well, one of the things you should do is buy a decent rising dividend mutual fund, where every year they eliminate those companies that have cut their dividends and stay with the companies that continually increase their dividends over time. That has actually been a pretty good strategy. So yes, a company can be a good dividend producer, but I would focus on those that have consistently risen or raised their dividends as opposed to just one that pays the highest dividends. Because if they pay a high dividend and they have to cut that dividend, usually the stock price gets hammered. Okay, I'm out of time. So Teddy, T-E-D-D-I-E. I'm going to assume that's Teddy, a female?
Yes.
As opposed to T-E-D-D-Y or T-E-D. We'll get to your email in another hour. If you want to email me, folks, it is all free. I do get to all kinds of emails and do my best to get back to you. Go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button and shoot me an email, that is. Don't shoot me. to shoot me an email. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. And please, for those on the left, don't email me. I'll apologize right now for all the crappy stuff I said about the left. But it was a tax lesson that I think is very important for people on the left and the right. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Forget about it.
BizTalk Radio.